From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump was on hand in the early hours of Thursday to greet three formerly detained Korean Americans from North Korea at an Air Force base near Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was in Pyongyang this week, was able to gain their freedom. Their clearance is an obstacle to a proposed meeting between Mr. Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The president views this as a positive gesture and a step in the right direction from the North Korean leader. However, total denuclearization will remain the top priority.
The president said the date and location of his meeting with Mr. Kim will be released in a matter of days, but added it will not take place along the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas.
We picked a time, we picked a place for the meeting, or summit, as you like to call it, and I think it'll be very successful. But as I always say, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But it's going to be a very important event.
Mr. Kim, in remarks carried by the state-run KCNA news agency Thursday, called the planned meeting historic and an excellent first step in building a good future on the Korean Peninsula. In Somalia, a suicide bomber killed at least 10 people and wounded 10 others in a crowded market in a town south of the capital, Mogadishu. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the jihadist group Al-Shabaab, linked to Al-Qaeda, is known to be present in the region. Militants from Al-Shabaab also stoned a woman to death in Lower Shabelle region Wednesday after finding her guilty of being married to 11 men. In Kenya, a dam burst from heavy rains, causing serious damage and casualties in Solai, northwest Nakuru County. The government said more than 130 have been killed and nearly 250,000 displaced since March. This is VOA News.